on WERU comes from Coastal Enterprises Incorporated, CEI, a private nonprofit community development organization offering financing and technical assistance to small businesses, social service facilities, and affordable housing projects throughout Maine. 882-7552.
Good morning. I'm Bella Johnson. Welcome to Alternative Currents. Today we have a bit of an unusual circumstance and a joyous one at that. With us in the studio, live, is someone brought to the state of Maine by an organization called SPHERE. SPHERE stands for See Peace Here. It was incorporated in 1993 and is a nonprofit organization. In 1996, one of SPHERE's founders, Huldah Warren, documented a reforestation program in lowland Nepal and saw the great needs of Nepal's extremely poor people and what could be done to support them. Since 1996, SPHERE has worked in partnership with villagers and local non-governmental organizations. And SPHERE's field advisor to Nepal spends half of every year in Nepal, living in project area communities, getting around by bicycle, building a network of human links between villagers and SPHERE's associates. For more information, feel free to email peace@sphere.org. Let me give you these call letters. peace@spheremme.org, or you may call them at, of course, 207-338-6761. They would always welcome donations, and I will repeat this information a couple of more times during the program, but it is by their grace that we have our guest today, Dorje Lapon Rinpoche, the Maratika Lama. Maratika Lama is a caretaker of the caves of Maratika in Halesi, Nepal, a significant pilgrimage site for Buddhists. It is said that all Buddhists must visit the Maratika caves at least once in their lifetime. And with that short introduction, I'd like to introduce our guest and welcome him to our show today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can I ask you first what brings you to Maine and what you hope to accomplish by your visit?
SPHERE, the nonprofit organization, support me in 2001, and I got in the United States. I did some teachings in the Mid-Coast, and I feel that really the United States need more teachings about Dharma. And I hope they will doing very well there. They have good knowledge. So it's very important them to have lessons and technique for the practice and spiritual things.
Can you explain what you mean by the Dharma for people who don't understand?
Dharma means to do the positive actions. Whatever we believe that all beings has been our brothers, sisters, and parents since the beginningless of times. And now we are in the human forms, human life, so we have an opportunity to help other peoples. Only the human have the possibility to help all the peoples. So Dharma will help the all beings to attain enlightenment, to liberate from this samsara. Now we are in the oceans of samsara. We are in the samsara, so we always are in sufferings. We always circle in the six beings. Sometimes we born in humans, sometimes we born in animals. So there are six types of beings. So we always circling in these six beings because of because of lack of Dharma. Once we know the Dharma and we practice, then we will liberate from this samsara. So if we liberate from samsara, and then we don't have to receive these sufferings in the six beings.
Okay. What are you going to be doing while you're in the state of Maine?
I have some programs. Right in the Maine, we have a program about the medicine Buddha practice, meditations and practice of the medicine Buddha. And that's in Healing Padmasambhava. We call Healing Padmasambhava. So, and we're doing some basic techniques and basic informations about the Buddhist practice in the Maine.
And how long will you be here to be presenting these?
I'm going to Virginia very soon, tomorrow.
Okay.
But I will come back and there will be 2-3 events that I'm doing medicine Buddha practice, and I'm giving teachings, giving transmissions, and I will give techniques so they can easily practice to medicine Buddha and about Buddhism.
And where will this be tomorrow, this event?
No.
Will not be, you're giving an event tomorrow?
No.
No. Okay, in the near future, perhaps?
Yeah.
Holly, can you clarify? Thank you.
Tomorrow, Lama is going to Virginia to give teachings, but he will be back in a couple weeks. And his events will be at the UU Church in Belfast on the 17th and the 19th. That has yet to be confirmed, but I can give you a website address.
Of August?
Yeah,
okay, August. This is Holly Noonan. For listeners, she's a volunteer of Sphere, mm-hmm. as well as other things. So
the two events will both be scheduled at the UU Church in Belfast, which is right behind the library, and it will be that weekend of August 17th.
Okay, great. And they can find more information about this by going to
windhorseproject.org/events.
Okay, and we'll repeat this for you later, listeners. Can you tell us more about the caves of Maratika and the significance that they have to Buddhist people?
Okay. Maratika cave is belonged by the three family lords. There are three family lords are the Manjushri, the lord of wisdoms, and Vajrapani, the lords of power, and Compassion Buddha, the lords of compassions. These three family lords blessed this Maratika before. After that, the Padmasambhava, who is the second Buddha, who is the embodiment of the all Buddha, who holds all Buddha's body, speech, and mind's power. So the Padmasambhava and divine consort Madaraba practice at that cave and attained the long life, attained long life body, attained immortal body at this Maratika cave. So, and the Maratika cave holds the all of the long life practice, we call long life treasures and long life tantras. So the Maratika cave is very important and significant to Buddhists because it holds the long life treasures. So every Buddhist peoples, they go and doing a long life practice and long life retreat at the Maratika caves. And also there are many significance in the cave. Just like, for example, there's a four great ways. The first is we call hell. So there's a very narrow way that we have to cross. And it's believed that if we could cross from that hell way, then we don't have to receive the problem in the hells. The second is called Parthos way, which is intermediate state way. So there's also a very narrow way. So if we could cross from the intermediate state, then we don't have to receive problem in the parathos. Paratho means the space between death and birth. Buddhists believe that there are 49 days after we die and before we birth. So our mind will wandering in the 49 days space. So if we could cross from that narrow path, then it's believed that we didn't have to receive problem in the parathos. The third is purification of mother. It's believed that we live in mother's womb for 9 months. So we make mother's lots of the problems and sufferings. So if we could cross from there, and we will no receipts, we will purify the mother's mother's because we live in the mother, so we'll purify mother's negative actions or sins. And the third is called commitment. In Buddhist traditions, there are many commitments. So sometimes we break the commitments. Like if we practice, if we promise that we're doing daily practice in daily life, then sometimes we break. Sometimes we couldn't practice because of travel, because of anything. So that time we break our vows. So if we could cross from that the narrow path, then we will purify all our commitments. So especially in Marathika cave systems, there are the poor ways. And there's also the long life bus, which Padmasambhava received initiations directly from the Buddha Amitayus, and he attained the immortal lives. And there's also many rock formations represent the different Buddhas, and then mainly there's the three hills which are blessed by the three family lords. And it's believed that all of the long life practice, whatever in Buddhist, that comes from the Marathika. And in Tibetan Buddhist is called the therma. Therma is like, for example, Padmasambhava. Padmasambhava give teachings, but sometimes there were no capability. The people have no capability at that times. So he hidden these treasures, this practice, some practice in the rock, some practice hidden in the lakes, some in the woods. And after some years, so somebody will coming, some incarnations will coming, and they will find out the treasures. So the Marathika is also like that. All of the long life practice has been hidden in the treasure at the Marathika caves. So every people's, they go and practice, if they have really practice, and they will vision different things. They will, some their visions, the long life tags, some will different blessings. Somehow, people who went there and practiced, they will get different blessings, and especially the long life. They will extend long life at their caves.
So this long life is not obviously just for this life. This extends into all of these areas. The long life extends to the next life.
Yeah, and especially we have to go to Marathika at this life, because this life is called precious human life. According with the Buddhist, we did thousands of lifetimes a good positive action in the past. That's why now we are in the human forms. Our human form doesn't come itself. We did thousands of lifetime good actions. We help all peoples. We do the positive action. That's why we are now in human form. In the human forms, we have all senses. We have eyes, we have ears, we have legs, everything. So this lifetime is very important. But in this lifetime, we have to do good things. We have to do positive actions. So we have to do practice. So we will liberate. We will cross from this world. And to do that, we need a long life. If we didn't live long, then we cannot practice. We cannot help all beings. So the reason why Marathika is important for this life, because we have to extend our life. Actually, it's said that in the past, sometimes people live 3,000 years. Sometimes people live 200,000 years. But this time, it says that people live only 100 years. Still, 100 years have so many obstacles. Sometimes people die on this accident, sometimes they die in the house, sometimes they suicide. So lots of the obstacle. So like these times, we have to practice. And especially, we have to practice about the long life. So we can extend our long life. So if we live long, then we can help others. We can do different programs, any types of practice, spiritual practice, we do and we extend our life. So that's why the Marathika cave is very important.
How do you feel we learn when we have the obstacle of suffering ourselves, within ourselves?
If we have a suffering, because now we are in the human life, we are in the six beings, of course we have sufferings. Of course everybody has suffering. But we have to practice, and we have to do the daily practice, like if we ill, if we sick, we have to do the medicine Buddha's practice. There are many techniques to Buddhism for practice. So we have to do practice. Not our suffering is little accordance with the all beings. Our sometimes, if we see the other animals, their sufferings. But if we accordance with their suffering, our suffering is nothing. So what we have to do is we have to do practice for all of the beings, because the all being has been our brothers and sisters. The only difference is that now they are in different forms. So we don't realize they are in different forms because we have more desire, we have more hatred, and we have more ignorance. So we are the only person, we are the only only humans can help all people. So according with Buddhists, we have to do practice not for ourselves, for help for all of the beings. We have to think far away. Right now, like, for example, if there is a dog and we cannot feel the dog is our mother and father, but if we really go in deep spiritual, dog has been our brother, dog has been our sisters, dog has been our parents since the beginning days of time. But we don't know the dog is our father, because we are ignorance. Our mind is covered by the desire, our mind is covered by the hatred, and our mind is covered by the ignorance. So we don't realize the dog is our parents and brothers. Moreover, the dog has a Buddha nature, which is capability to become a Buddha. All being has a Buddha nature. Dog has Buddha nature. Dog can be Buddha. We can be Buddha. Buddha's mind and our minds are totally same. There's no difference. But Buddha's mind is overcome from desire, hatred, and ignorance. Our mind is covered by the more desire, more hatred, and more ignorance. So we are not Buddha. Buddha is not a person's name. Buddha's name was Siddhartha Gautama. So Buddha is kind of knowledge name. That knowledge, you can go, I can go, we all can go. But we have to do practice, then it will, we can go that knowledge, everybody. Even the dog can go. But the difference is that it says that only there is a possibility in human life. So all beings has to be born in the humans. And in the humans, we have to connect with the good teachers, special teachers, and we have to practice. Just as Buddha did under the Bodhi tree 6 years. He did 6 years meditation. But right now, we do very short time, like 1 hour, 2 hours. Then we used to say, oh, this teaching has no power. This teaching has no power. This teacher's teaching is not good. It doesn't help us. How can it be? How can we tell people that this teaching has no power? Because we didn't work. Buddha himself did 6 years under the Bodhi tree. 6 years, not a 6 day, not a 6 hours. So any types of practice, any type of spiritual practice, we have to work very hard. We need very faith. We need very confident belief to do the Buddhist practice. I will tell one story about the faith. There was an old woman who ate in Buddha's by the dog's tooth. Once there was an old woman whose son was a trader. The son often goes to India on a business purpose. And one day she said that she's actually very old. And she says that Bodh Gaya is the place where the Lord Buddha attained enlightenment. So bring me some relic from there so I can do my daily practice on my life. Because she is very old, so she cannot go to Bodh Gaya. It's far away. The son said, okay, I will bring. But he is a businessman, so he often forgot. He forgot several times. And the old woman said to her son that, this is last time, I'm very old. If you didn't bring this time, I will die because I am old woman. The son again agreed, but he again forgot. But he realized only he was nearly to his house. And the son was very surprised and also very sad. Of course, her mother is Buddhism. She has a very confident belief to the Buddha. But she cannot go there, and I didn't bring the relics. And the son looked around, and he saw a dog skull lying on the ground. He just go and pull one of the dog's tooth and wrap into the beautiful cloth, silk cloth, and gave to her mother. His mother said that, yes, this is real Buddha's tooth that I get in India, which is very hard to get. The old woman was very, very happy. And she did everyday prostration with body, speech, and mind. She did circumambulation every day. Even she didn't sleep because she has no time. She did all practice with the belief. And finally, when she died, there were a rainbow light around her. And also, there were many accomplished signs that she attain enlightenment. This happened not because of dog's tooth. This happened because of the her belief to the Buddha. So the most important is that we need a belief to any practice. Whatever you do practice, should be positive actions, good action. Positive action means to help for all beings. So any types of practice you do, doesn't matter is Buddhism or other religions, but do with the intention with helping all beings and need to confident faith, belief, and that will work very good. So otherwise, even Buddha is in front of us and we can't do anything. So the most important is belief and faith. To practice Buddhism.
Thank you. Can you talk a little about the medicine Buddha?
Okay. Medicine Buddha, actually, Buddha is all Buddha are same. But they have a special characters. They specialize. Every Buddha, they specialize with some teachings. We have because of our needs, because of the being's need, the Buddha transformed their form into the different forms. So medicine Buddha is one of the Buddha's form that helps people to cure disease. And it says that Padmasambhava himself has said that in futures there will be many kind of disease comes in the world. That times even the doctors cannot identify what types of disease is that. And the doctor cannot find the identify the medicine. So that time we have to do the spiritual practice. We have to do the medicine Buddha's practice. So Buddha talk about the medicine Buddha. So this teaching is especially to the healing. So people, if do the this practice, and people can healing their disease, people can extend life. Long life is especially for extend life, and medicine Buddha is especially for healing sessions. It's a technique of healings for all of the beings. So it's very, I think this time is very, very important to practice healing Buddha and also the long life. Because this time is said that in Buddhism, the five degenerations of time. So this is the degenerations of times. In the past, the time was very good. The rains falls on time, snow falls on time, plant grow on time. But now it doesn't happen. Sometimes snow falls before times, sometimes rain doesn't falls, and sometimes the plant doesn't grow. So this is because this is the degenerations of time. And degenerations of life. In the past, people live very long. I already talked before. Sometimes people live 3,000 years, sometimes 2,000, sometimes 1,000, but now people live only 100 years. In 100 years, there's many obstacles. So this is because this is degenerations of life. Life is short. So this time we have to practice. We have to do very hard. Degenerations of view. The now is also degenerations of view. Because in the past, there were no more religions, so no more cultures. Just people can do one practice all together. So, but now we have different religions, different practice. It is good to have different religions and different practice if we live long. If we live 1,000 years, it's okay. It doesn't matter. So we do that for 3 years, we do that for 4 years, we do that for, we can figure out. But now we don't live long, so we have to really focus on teachings and do practice, and it will really help. Otherwise, if we didn't practice at this human life, according with Buddhists, the next life, we don't know. If we do good action, we'll born in a good human also. Even if we connect with a good teacher and practice, even we enlighten this lifetime. There's a possibility. But if we do the bad actions, do the always negative actions, harm all beings, and not practice, and there might be no chance to burn in the humans. If we are not in the human, then we have to again suffering in another realms, like animals, and hungry gods, demigods, so thousands of thousands of lifetimes. Because according with Buddhists, other beings' age and our age are totally different. For example, we live 100 years, but they live thousands of years. In like hells, we build like animals, some live about thousands of years. And even the short life, even they live like 10 years, 5 years, and they have to again born in different forms of animals or other beings. Because as the animal beings, we cannot really practice. Of course, some animals are very smart. Some dogs are really smart. They can even talk, even listen, go here, there, play balls, whatever they do. But actually teaching what we talk, and he cannot practice. They cannot practice. So there's less possibility to attain the enlightenment. So the human life is very, very important, very precious, but we have to work very hard. We did thousands of lifetimes in the past, good action, so we are now in the right human forms, but we still didn't enlighten. So we have to work very hard in the human life. That's why the different lamas, different teachers, are visiting time to time in the different countries because we need to this teaching, because of teachings. Teaching is so precious. Once we give the teachings, and there it can help for all their lives. Not one lifetimes, all of their lifetimes. So once they heard and they practice, and it's very useful. And it's also said that hearing teaching is liberation by hearing. Whenever the teaching is going, we have to go and listen, because that is liberation by hearing. Once we hear, we get liberation. It doesn't mean that you hear today, you go to, like for example, you go to see, go to hear the Dalai Lama's teaching, you will liberate tomorrow. It means somehow you get more technique, you get more information to you, and you get more information to practice. So you practice very hard, and you will get enlightened. Otherwise, only hearing is not enough. Of course, it's good for your educations, good for your purifications. You will purify by hearing teachings. That's why we going whenever Dalai Lama's teaching, we just go to hear, listen that teaching, because it will purify our sins. And it will give more technique to daily life, how we practice, how we doing retreat, how we doing meditations. So once we daily practice, we believe that we never going down. We never going in animal beings. We never going in hungry ghosts. We never going in other realms. So we are now already in the step on. So we have to work hard, and liberation is actually no power in the human life. Once they practice, really not far. But if they didn't practice, and of course they have to suffer in the realms.
I think it's time to take a break. We have been speaking today live with Dorje Lapone Rinpoche, the Maratika Lama, brought here to the state of Maine by an organization called Sphere. You are welcome to access events that are taking place around this particular guest
at www.windhorseproject.org/events.
And or you're welcome to contact Sphere by emailing peace@spheremme.org or by calling 207-338-6761. This is Alternative Currents. We'll be back in a few moments.
Greetings. My name is Usman Jobade, host of Community Radio's West African music program, Mostly Manding. On Tuesday, August 5th, it will be my pleasure to welcome to the station the Sankofa Music Ensemble, led by Jordan Benassan of Togo, West Africa, and Waterville, Maine. The group will perform live in the studio and talk about upcoming appearances, including one at WERU's Full Circle Summer Fair on Sunday, August 10th. Don't miss Mosley Manding on Tuesday, August 5th at 2 p.m. for a live performance by one of Maine's most interesting West African music ensembles, and be sure to attend the Full Circle Summer Fair in Blue Hill on August 10th.
Welcome back to Alternative Currents. You are listening to WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill and 102.9 in Bangor, where you get to hear this program once a month, first Friday, 10 a.m. We're speaking today live in the studio with the Maratika Lama from Nepal. And we'll continue letting him do most of the speaking today. Ken, you were talking about the Medicine Buddha practice. Yeah. And healing or addressing diseases of the body or the human being. We have so much in Western culture, diseases of the mind, wrong thinking, but also I think in Western culture we don't as a whole understand the harm that the mind and the thoughts can do to other people.
Okay. Also in accordance with Buddhist, everything depends on minds. Teachings, spirituals, all depend on minds. But right now, our mind is covered by desires, covered by hatred, and covered by ignorance. So our mind actually has laws of the disease. And our mind actually has laws of the desire, laws of the hatred, laws of the ignorance. So all of Buddha's teaching is just a technique to realize the mind. And the technique, how we clear our mind, how we clear our disease from the minds. And it says that there are many methods to clear our minds. For example, we call the vipassanas. There's different meditations to clear our minds. Some meditations, there are the technique that we control our mind into the one point. And some meditation, there are, we just visualize Buddha, visualize Dharma, and visualize Sangha, then because of their power of enlightenment, if we visualize, then we can our mind will clear. Our mind will clear by day. And practice of Buddhisms, especially in we call Vajrayana Buddhisms, the all things is that depend on minds, and mind, we have to tame the minds. We have to clear the minds, so there is a different techniques. Some we tame mind by doing practice, some we tame our mind by doing meditations. Some we tame mind by by practicing the Medicine Buddha. And Medicine Buddha actually also tame the mind, and especially at this life, it will clear away. It will purify all of negative actions that connected with our mind. And once we practice and visualize, because it has like visualizations and we receive initiations. So these are the technique of clearing our minds and technique of clearing our disease away. And once we really daily practice, our mind has the huge load. Our mind has load of the desires, the load of the hatred and ignorance. So mind itself is a Buddha nature, but it's covered by the desire. We have lots of desire in our mind because we want to do this. For example, we want to build one house. After that, we want to build another house. After that, we want to build another house. That's why, because we have a lots of desire at our mind. And we have lots of desire to our brothers and sisters, parents. We want to do good things happen to our brothers. But we don't want to good things happen in another's brothers. We want to do good things happen in our community, not for our enemies. Because we have more desire. We collect more desire since the beginningless of time. We have not a little desire. We have the huge desire. Since the beginningless of time, we do that, we do this. So we collect lots of the desire. We have lots of the hatred. We love our friends, brothers, but we don't love enemy. So moreover, we have lots of the ignorance. So we cannot really realize the mind because it's already covered. So the only thing is that we do the spiritual practice. So the spiritual practice has a technique, has a different techniques to clear away our minds. And once the mind is clear, then there is no more desire. Then there is no more hatred. There is no more ignorance. Then you don't feel a grasping. Since beginningless time, we grasping. So we since the beginningless time, for example, I give you an example. Snack. Actually now, the people, if they saw the snack, they're sort of feeling a little strange and they're feeling a little dangerous sometimes. Because we grasping in the past life, thousands of thousand lives, we know that is snack. Snake will bite us. But actually, if we walk on the way, like in Nepal, here the snake doesn't harm some snakes, I think. But in Nepal, snakes really, they have more poisons. So sometimes we walk on the way and we saw a snake, we fear. Actually, the snake doesn't harm to us, but we fear. Because we know in the past thousands of lives, the snake will bite us. So like that, in the past, we did lots of the desire. We know, we learn many things which is not like a desire. We learn more desire, we learn more hatred and ignorance. We have lots of the ignorance. That's why we are not enlightened now. So these minds can be clarified by doing practice, by doing meditations. Only by doing the spiritual practice, we can clear this mind. Once we clear this mind, then that time we are already in Buddha.
Do you feel that physical diseases, physical problems, have a root in these old patterns, like you say, we fear snakes because maybe in another life we had a snake bite us or whatever. Do you think that when we have physical disease in this life, it is because of some of these old imprints, these old...
Yeah, we believe, Buddhists believe that all of the disease we are suffering now is had connected with the past karma, which we call past karma, means we did in the past life something wrong, so now we have a disease. And some diseases that have like this on this life. On this life, we do different things and our body get more disease. And some kind of disease that connected in the past life. So we have to receive this. And we have to finish this right at this human life. So disease has many kinds. Disease has a cause. The cause is in the past life's karma. So when if we practice like medicine Buddha, mainly we can purify the cause which we did in the past also. So the medicine Buddha's practice is very important because we can clear the past life's karma, karma's actions. Like, for example, doctors, they do the healing about this life. They cannot heal the past karmas, the deeds, bad actions. We believe that somehow whatever we did in the past, we have to receive somehow at this life or near in the future. Somehow we have to receive. But we sometimes we really receive at this life, sometimes we receive next life, but somehow we have to receive. And if we practice like medicine Buddha, and we can purify, we can every day purify, and every day we sort of minus that our bad karmas. And once we all finish our bad karmas, and we have no more disease. So that's why the practice of healing Buddha or medicine Buddha is very important.
So if we're lucky enough to have good physical health, good physical bodies, our work is probably then with the mind, in purifying the mind.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
seems obvious
yes.
to me. Yes.
yes.
Yeah. So we have a small amount of time left. I'd like you to talk a little bit, if you would, about what you do, what your job is when you do your healing, and what you do in the caves, you know, what you do at home, and what you do when you go out on the road, what you feel your job is.
Well, my jobs, and actually this is not only for my jobs, this is for all human beings' job, is to help all beings. The reason why we have to help all beings is that all beings has been our brothers, sisters, whatever parents since the beginningless of time. But now they are in difficulties. Some suffering in animals, some suffering in hungry ghosts, we call, some suffering in hell. There are six beings. So they are wandering. They have no ideas. They have no techniques. So our responsibility is to help all of them. And there's a different types of helping. So the best helping is says to help Dharma, to teach Dharma, so they can, all of their life can practice, and they don't have to receive again and again in the six beings. For examples, about my life, I was born in Nepal, near the Mount Everest, Solukhumbu, and I was born with a Buddhist family in Nyingmapa traditions. My father was a tantric practitioner, a yogi, and he did lots of the practice, more than 20 years. He did retreat. And after that, I continued learn with my father. After that, I went to Marathika, because my father built the first time at Marathika a small monastery called Chimya Takden Choling. I continued their studies with my father. After that, I went to Sikkim, India for further studies. There I did the 9 years course at the Buddhist college. After 9 years, I returned to Nepal, and I continued my inner practice, inner studies with my teachers, Tulsik Rinpoche, who is one of the also Dalai Lama's teachers, and also the Tulsik Rinpoche is, of course, Dalai Lama's student. They both share their teachings. So Tulsik Rinpoche is very respected and very high teachers in Nyingmapa Buddhism. So I continue my inner teachings, like retreats at the Thubten Choling Monastery, where my teacher lives. And during periods of the 3 years, I did a meditation course, and I did the daily life, the daily practice. Then, in middle of these times, my father passed away. And after that, my teacher, Tulsik Rinpoche, asked me to take responsibilities to the Marathika Chimen Thakten Choling Monastery and Marathika Long Life Cave. So I enthroned as Dorje Lobin Rinpoche, and I also received the certificate of Dorje Lobin Rinpoche. And I continues helping, continuous teachings at Marathika monasteries. And I also travel to different places, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, different places for bring these teachings, Buddhism teachings, to the all peoples. And I think that is my responsibility to help all beings in somehow, in different ways. I introduce the Marathika Long Life Cave because the cave itself is has such a power. Once even we touch that place, we will purify our negative karma and we will extend our life. So this cave is very important for all of Buddhism. So I am introducing, I travel different places to teach Buddha's teachings and to introduce the Marathika Long Life Cave for all people, because I think this is important, because caves, of course, the all of the caves has a special significance, but Marathika especially have the long life practice, holds the long life practice. So if people can go there, make travels, and they will connect it deeply with Buddhism, and especially with the Padmasambhava. So it's a sort of liberation by touching this place will be benefit all beings.
Do you feel that having many, many people going to a sacred site, such as the Marathika Caves, in any way harms the cave, harms a sacred site?
Of course it harms, but another way I think is also very important, because if they have no chance to go there, and that is then people didn't get blessed, and it is especially because of a liberation by touching, that we have to go there and touch place, touch our heads, we do the prostration. So I think people somehow should go there and do practice, because there's touching liberation. And I think that if the person who really interests Buddhism, they should go the Marathika Caves. And of course, it harms environment and other things, but that's more important is to practice and connect with the caves is more important. So I suggest that Buddhist pilgrimage should go there.
What about non-Buddhist people that are just curious?
I think it's also important, because the Buddhist people means actually who has interest, somehow they get the share of their blessings. They will share their blessing. Like, for example, when people first time go to hearing the teachings, for example, Dalai Lama's teaching, of course, the old people didn't get all blessings. Of course, they didn't get. Because to receive all the teachings, we have to do all process. Like we have to meditate, we have to visualize, we have to listen, we have to, we need transmissions, we need initiations, then we have to practice. But still it says that once you go to listen Dalai Lama's teaching, we'll purify our sins. Even that is other non-Buddhists. They just go and because they have a chance to listen and another lifetime, they easily connect with spiritual teacher. So they will wake up their minds so they can easily practice. So I think it's good to going everybody to the caves, unless when they go and they just practice, they don't do different thing. They just go and practice and respect, and it's good.
Right. Holly, is there anything that you'd like to add just to clarify anything as we're winding up our time here, as far as Sphere or the events that are going to be happening, just to recap those for listeners so that they can hear more?
Sure. Sphere, again, as Bella said at the beginning, stands for Sustainable Peace Here, and it was started by Hulda Warren of Belfast. And Hulda goes to Nepal 3 or 4 months every year and works in the villages of Nepal to promote her 6 or 7 projects that are underway, including installing pumps for villages in southern Nepal where otherwise women would have to walk for hours to get sources of water, thereby giving the women of those villages more time to spend with their family and even to learn to read, which is another one of her projects. Maritika Long Life Fund, benefiting the Chime Takten Choling Monastery, is one of her 6 projects in Sphere, and the Maritika Lama comes every couple years. This is the second time he's come to the United States to give teachings and to help promote cultural preservation of his lineage in that area of Nepal. because it's not just important for the world to know about his way of life, but as he said, the teachings are very beneficial to our culture. And he'll be giving 2 events at the UU Church in Belfast, Unitarian Universalist Church, which is behind the library. And those events will be on the weekend of August 17th. And although the times have not been finalized, the more details can be found on my website, www.windhorseproject.org/events. Just wanted to say a word about the Windhorse Project also. This was a project that I started last year to invite Tibetan monks to come to our area, specifically to Rockland, to learn English at the Penobscot schools, 3-week immersion English programs in the summer. This year, the Maritika Lama is a little too busy. He has too many teachings scheduled on his tour of the United States, which include Santa Fe in Virginia and Maine. But we are fortunate enough to have another monk who was able to accept a scholarship, who's coming up from Boston. He's a Kagyu monk named Lama Konchaksonam. And hopefully we can invite the Maritika Lama to join us for some tutoring this year with the other Lama, and hopefully next year offer the Maritika Lama a scholarship to the program at the Penobscot School in Belfast. And you can find more information about that program at windhorseproject.org.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And we've used up our time today in a wonderful way. We'd like to invite you to the WERU Fair this upcoming weekend. And for more information on that, call the station 469-6600. Thank you. This has been Bella Johnson, Alternative Currents. We'll be talking to you again next month, first Friday at 10 a.m.
is approaching 11 o'clock right here on Community Radio WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill and 102.9 Bangor. Stay tuned for On the Wing coming up next with your host, Joel Raymond. He's in the house and he's getting ready.
The Full Circle Summer Fair returns to the Blue Hill Fairgrounds in Blue Hill. Mark your calendars now. The fair is Saturday, August 9th from 4 to 10 p.m. and Sunday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This year's fair will feature authors, speakers, and entertainers of all varieties. There will also be exhibitors and vendors throughout the fairgrounds, used books, records and music, drumming workshops, and much more. If you have questions about the fair, please call 469-6600 during business hours. See you at the fair.